This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Your business, farmers, is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field. Which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to a company by the name of Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairie. Now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt. In Bloomington, Illinois, they have a plant turning out swing-away augers and other products designed especially for U.S. corn and soybean growers. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time. And it's supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Get the whole story on Brandt next week at Husker Harvest Days, Grand Island, Nebraska. Tuesday through Thursday, the 11th through the 13th, they'll be at lot number 718. Want to be number one producers? Well, get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. The Missouri Auction School encourages applicants on its website with these words. As an auctioneer, you'll have many options open to you. You can be your own boss or you can work for an auction company. Either way, you're in control of your own destiny. And yesterday, one of its alums took what he learned as an auctioneer to control a situation on Capitol Hill in Washington. Missouri Congressman Billy Long was one of the lawmakers in the room for that hearing on the social media when a protester interrupted the proceedings and would not stop talking. The congressman, also a former radio talk show host along with being an auctioneer, began an auctioneer's chant, and he continued the chant while officers escorted the protester from the room. And by the time the congressman was all in and all done, she was too. From This Week in Agribusiness, the grain trade has been waiting to get some news on NAFTA to see whether the United States and Canada can strike a deal on an agreement by tomorrow. Meanwhile, a new report on the trade deficit yesterday showed that our imbalance of trade with the entire world amounted to about $50 billion in their favor, the highest in 5 months. And as U.S. farmers appear on track to harvest new record crops this year, it underscores the urgency in the minds of some to strike these trade deals and get them in place. Next estimates of crop size come out Wednesday the 12th. The Allendale firm has pegged the corn yield at 177. They have the soybean yield higher than a month ago, over 52 bushels. North Dakota has its first case of measles in 7 years. The infected person was in the Bismarck area last month. A number of school districts across our region have been feeling the heat as they canceled classes in buildings without air conditioning. Citing unsafe temperatures in those buildings, they canceled classes in places like Columbus, Ohio, and Detroit, Michigan. But school administrators have been scorched in the social media in some communities because of the disruption to the education process, as well as the sudden turmoil it creates for parents and guardians. A no-win situation as we see it, as those same parents would complain if their kids were suffering in the heat. That's today's Midwest Digest. For Brandt, I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.